Thanks for listening to the best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the best of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
Oh, yeah. It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris Broussard alongside my partner, Rob Parker's his name. And we're coming to you live from the Geico Fox Sports Radio studios. 15 minutes. Could save you 15% or more on your car insurance. Visit Geico.com for a free rate quote. And I guess I'm going to have to fill that in from now on, Rob. I was waiting for you to be like, Rob Parker. All on me. It's all good.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Okay. All right. It seemed kind of weird, like I'm not hearing you.
You weren't there. You know you weren't there on the Rob Parker.
I know, because I was kind of thrown off, but it's all good.
It's all good. It's all good. We got a great show for you today, and it's so much to get into. I mean, my goodness, Rob. We need games.
Well, I know, because
dudes
so much
are just getting in trouble. Like, people are just getting in trouble.
But that's what people do, Chris. Let them, that you talk long enough, you're going to be in trouble. You know what I mean?
Right.
You just, everybody's not well thought out, seriously. And people will get in trouble. Everybody thinks that they can just throw out stuff and then they got to take it back and apologize. You got to be real careful out here, seriously.
Now, Rob, more so than ever. Because the slightest misstep, and people are ready to cancel you. I mean, they've got this cancel culture now, right? And so you really do have to be careful. Everybody's got a microphone now with Twitter, with social media. You need to think. There's an ancient saying, be slow to speak. And, you know, I read the Bible. It's in the Bible. Be slow to speak. You know, you don't always have to run your mouth. I mean, we run our mouths all the time, but we don't just come up here without thinking about it, Rob.
No, there's a lot of thought that goes in it. So, absolutely.
And we've had topics where we'll say, you know what? We want to marinate on that a little bit, you know, before we'll get to that.
And both of us, we've both been in controversies of saying stuff, Griff, in our jobs.
Yep.
I mean, we have. I mean, you do this long enough. There's a chance. I'm just saying. Am I right?
I mean, we don't have to name names, but if we go down the list of our colleagues,
right,
just about everybody has said something that offended people.
Yep.
You know,
it's just
some were wrong. Some were might not have been wrong, but it just offended people. You know what I mean? And so that's part of today's culture, Rob. I think more than ever. And so, let the games begin so we can talk about.
Hopefully it won't be long,
that.
Chris. We should have a baseball game in a couple of weeks and a basketball game in 3 weeks. So I'm hoping hope that we get there on both of those things. And we know normally today, Chris, is a trash-talking Tuesday. Trash-talking Tuesday. But because of our phone situation and what we have, that's not going to happen today. So we're going to apologize right off to the top.
Right. Because we love trash talking Tuesday.
Exactly.
And we love hearing the takes. And you love it so much, Rob, that you had to do one on Deadspin.
This is a weekly feature now on Deadspin.
This is what I got to say to you,
man. Didn't you
Can you come up with a new title?
No.
I mean, it's bad enough that you were the Odd Couple with somebody else in Detroit 20 years ago. It's bad enough that you had a TV theme show Thursday or Tuesday or whatever day
Thursday,
you did it on.
Right.
Okay, in Detroit. I mean, it's bad enough. I thought I was the first.
You are the first.
I thought we had something special. And come to find out, you were all over the place. Everybody's gotten a piece of Rob
Parker. Oh, I'm a tramp
now. I mean,
now.
My goodness. I mean, I thought I was special, man. You know, golly. And you've been Felix to somebody before, too.
Oh, look at that.
I thought
wow.
I was the first Oscar.
Look at that.
You know, my goodness. Then you got trash talking Tuesday on Deadspin. I mean, my good. That's all I'm saying. Can you get some new material?
It wasn't a bad one, though, the first one.
It was good. It was good. It was
good. They did a nice job on it. So if you want to check it out, yep, Trash Talking Tuesday is on Deadspin.com. But yes, we will hopefully next week we'll return as far as on the radio show. Your chance. Yeah. To trash anyone or anything. So thanks for being patient with us as we go through some of these bugs. Okay.
All right, we'll be joined by Ephraim Salaam at the bottom of the hour. Obviously, a lot of NFL stuff to talk about with him. But obviously, Rob, the big story remains in the NFL, Patrick Mahomes. And I still am going to call it a 10-year, $503 million extension. But people chopped at it a bit today, right? And we had Adam Kaplan on yesterday, and kudos to him because he said...
He was out front, Chris.
Right,
he
it's
told
not
us.
Quite what it looks like. All right, you know, and we don't... Look, it's still a good deal. You said it on your trash talk. It's still a good deal. I saw it was written on ESPN that this writer says it's more like a six-year, $183 million deal right. or whatever. That's still big money. You know, it's still well over four... Right. $40 million a year. So the dude is sensational, and it sounds like he signed a deal that maybe it's a little team friendly, and maybe he's taking the Tom Brady route. But here's what I want to say about it, Rob, and then get your opinion. Now it's like, okay, he's won an MVP, he's won a Super Bowl in his first 2 years as a starter, first 3 years in the league. I think the dude is, obviously, I've called him Jordan-esque. And if he only ends up with one Super Bowl, let's say, what, how long has Rodgers played? 14 years, something like that, you know, as a starter. Let's say 14 years from now, he's only got that one Super Bowl. He's still probably, you know, barring injury, you know, something crazy, he's still probably going to be that Hall of Fame type quarterback. But I'm going to say this. Here's what I am expect. Like, here's what I'm. If I'm Pat Mahomes, or if I'm the Kansas City Chiefs, this is what I'm expecting. Like, to me, this should be the goal. And I've put it out there. And I'm not doing this. I think you know me well enough to know you don't agree with everything I say, but I don't just throw junk out there to just throw it out. I don't just throw it out there to make noise and have a hot take and all that. If I'm Pat Mahomes, the KC Chiefs, or anybody watching this is the goal. And anything less will be not failure, but a little disappointing. Like LeBron James in Miami wasn't failure. They won two rings. But two out of four with that squad, a little disappointing. And I'm going to say this.
Don't say a little. It was
right,
disappointing.
Disappointing, yeah.
It was. Let's just be honest.
I'm going to say a little. I mean, disappointing is disappointing. But you got two rings. You won back-to-back. You won 27 straight one season. You know, you had a nice run, but I expected more. Let's put it that way. So if you didn't reach the expectations, at least three rings, it's a little disappointing. If Pat Mahomes, Rob, by the end of this contract, and assuming they play it out, 12 years from now, if Pat Mahomes is not firmly in the GOAT conversation, then it's a disappointment.
I think that's unfair because the stakes already, when you talk about that, even if you want to say Brady, I'm just saying you, not me, Brady
right.
And Montana.
Well, that's what you're
asking.
Though, Montana,
no, I'm just saying.
Right.
Yeah. Right. You're asking him. He's got to be at least perfect, right, to even pass Montana. So he'd have to be at least like 4-0.
I'm not
right?
saying that. Here,
okay.
You want my criteria? I think at least three Super Bowls, and the numbers have to continue to be astronomical. Like, see, the thing he's going to have, and I know it's a different era, but even for that era, The thing he's going to have over Montana and Brady, presumably, is his numbers will be like Dan Marino-type numbers. With rings, though. Obviously, he's got to win rings to be in that conversation. So what I'm saying is he has to continue these 5,000-yard seasons with, you know, crazy number of touchdowns, so on and so forth. And I'm going to say three rings.
Could he be, okay, at minimum three.
At minimum three.
So he doesn't have to be undefeated. He'd have to be.
If he's 3-1, now 3-2 is a little different. You're right.
Okay.
3-2 is a little different.
Three, if you're 3-2.
But 3-1,
it's hard.
4-2. 4-2, I can, you know, I can go with 4-2, 3-1, 4-2, something like that. But in crazy numbers.
The numbers.
I mean, to get to 6 Super Bowls in 12, that's going to be hard. So I'm thinking more like 3-1.
Okay.
Or 3-0 or something like that.
Yeah. Because I think it is real hard, you know, just because of the numbers, you know. And if Brady's your guy, he went to 9 and he won six. Right. That's
but
a hard hurdle.
His numbers can be beat. Right.
Right. His numbers aren't the greatest. His numbers aren't the greatest. But that many appearances and that many championships. And with, obviously, with Joe Montana, undefeated, 11 touchdowns, no picks, 3 MVPs. He won 2 with Jerry Rice. He won 2 without Jerry Rice. Chris, you know what I mean?
Right.
Twice he won the Super Bowl where he had to throw a game-winning touchdown at the end to win the game. I mean, if you start to look at that, there's resumes that you have to jump over, and it ain't easy. Those two alone are very difficult to have to try to live up to that.
Would you say those are the top two?
Yeah, to me they are.
Yeah.
To me they are. I'm serious.
And I think most people, honestly.
Am I right?
I think most people would say it's Brady and Montana. If you don't say it's Brady, they generally going to say it's Montana.
And not even though Terry Bradshaw won 4, right? His numbers, Chris, are not good enough.
And
they're not.
They're not. And Terry, I mean, look, I was a huge Steelers fan, Rob.
Look at that roster, Chris.
Diehard.
You want to talk about the names on that team?
Oh, I mean,
you knew everybody.
Right.
You knew everybody on both sides.
Yep.
That's how good they were.
And they were a running team.
Yes.
Now, granted, it was a different era, but they were a running. It was Franco Harris, Rocky Blyer. And now, look, Terry Bradshaw was major league clutch. And same with Lynn Swann. They're very similar in that they both, you know, neither one of them had tremendous numbers.
No.
But
neither
one of them made like all NFL all the time. You know what I mean? But they were incredibly clutch. Obviously, they won 4 Super Bowls. They never lost. And that is why they're in the Hall of Fame. You know,
but Bradshaw isn't in that conversation, and it's interesting, Chris.
He's not,
even though he's 4-0.
Because you need the numbers. You need both. We've said it about Jordan. Like, why don't we? Some people do, but we don't put Bill Russell in that conversation because individually he doesn't have the numbers.
When people always try to discount him, Chris, and just say, if it's about the rings, then Bill Russell. No, he led the league in scoring 10 years in a row.
Exactly.
He was all-time defensive player, right? What was it, 3 or 4 times? Chris.
He was defensive player of the year once, and then he was all defense, like 9, 7, something
ridiculous.
Yeah, some crazy number.
And then he's the all-time leading scorer in the playoffs. We could go on and on and on. I mean, it ain't like it's just because he was 6-0.
Absolutely. Look, if Bill Russell had close to Wilt Chamberlain numbers and won 11 rings, it would end the discussion. End of, right? 11 rings. If he averaged 25 and 20, you know, back then, I mean, him and Wilt were grabbing. They both averaged 22 rebounds a game. If he had the numbers of Wilt, he'd be the GOAT. It wouldn't even be a discussion. And so that's what. But would you agree with me on this, Rob? I mean, and again, I'm not saying he will not have had a great career. Aaron Rodgers has had a great career. He's a Hall of Famer. He's an all-time, you know, great quarterback. No question about it.
He has the greatest quarterback rating of any quarterback who's ever played. So he has, like, the other numbers that you talk about. And he has 2. That one, and he has the greatest touchdown-to-interception ratio of any quarterback who's ever played.
I mean, he's had a tremendous career.
He has those with him.
But When he won his first championship, I was expecting him to win another one or maybe two.
My number was three. I thought he could win three.
Right.
And they had a chance to go to the Super Bowl a couple times. I really thought that he would have three by now, that he could be. If he was 3-0, Chris, with the numbers he has.
Oh, he'd be firmly in the conversation.
Am I right?
There's no question. Put him, right.
If he would have to be in that conversation because his numbers are that good. Yep.
No question. And that's what I'm saying for Mahomes. And some people will say, well, you would have said that for Rodgers, right, in 2010, and we would have. But I'm saying it for Mahomes. I'm firmly believing he's going to win. By the end of this contract, he will have at least three Super Bowl titles to his name. I'm putting that out there right now. And I'm saying, again, he'll be a Hall of Famer all time. Great. But if he doesn't have another Super Bowl by the end of this, Rob, it's a disappointment. And I'm going further. If he's not in the GOAT conversation, which means 3-0 or 3-1 with the crazy individual numbers, it's a disappointment.
I'm not going to argue with that from the standpoint of this. What he's been able to do in his 2 years, I know this is his third year, but he didn't play his first year, right? Except for a game. So when you look at what he's done for 2 years, a Super Bowl and an MVP, yes, the expectations are higher. Aaron Rodgers didn't play for 4 years, Chris, right? Three and a half years.
Right.
So that was part of his time.
We don't really hold that against him.
No, we don't hold it against him.
14 years.
Yeah. But you know what I'm saying. He didn't play. And then he won in 2010 was when they won the Super Bowl. So when you look at, he didn't win right away like Mahomes is.
Right.
Like Mahomes did. He won right away. So I think that's why you have to up the ante.
Expectations are
you see
high.
What I'm saying? Right.
No question.
Because if he didn't win, say it was 4 years in, Chris, and then he won, it might be different, and you might think of him a little bit different. But when you win in your second year,
the expectations are higher. MVP in your first year, and he's got a very good coach. He's got, you know, they got a great team. And so they got a shot. So it's a fun conversation, and, you know, we'll have to watch and see it play out. All right, what does the Mahomes contract mean for Dak Prescott? You know, that's always a fun discussion. It's the Odd Couple.
Did he sign already? Did he sign?
It's coming, Rob.
Did he sign? You told me July 15th. All right, I'm waiting.
All right, we got time. Trust me. All right. Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio, keep it locked.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
It is The Odd Couple. I'm Chris. He's Rob.
Rob
We're coming
Parker.
To you live from the Geico Fox Sports Radio studios. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on your car insurance.
We'll do it live. We'll do it live.
We all off time. It was only an hour late, but...
I know. We'll get it together. Man, everything's going to get back together.
Right. Visit Geico.com for a free rate quote. And you can also follow us on social media. Rob is at Rob Parker FS1 on both Twitter and Instagram. And he posts like every 15 minutes. So definitely want to follow him.
Well, maybe I just 20. Want you to know, you want to go to GetRob.com for all the freshest new gear, hoodies, Chris... Odd Couple hats.
Nice Odd
You've
couple
seen
stuff.
All the stuff. It's
you
out
like
there.
The freaking NBA store, man. You putting out stuff left and right. My goodness.
I restocked, updated. You don't want to, but you don't want to sell the same stuff, right? You
got to
keep doing fresh gear. But anyway,
definitely. Right now, you can follow me. I'm at Chris_Broussard on Twitter. Chris_Broussard68 on the gram. We'll be joined by Karan J. Phillips. Senior writer and editor for Deadspin, one of Rob's colleagues there. He'll join us. He's always fun, Rob. He likes to bring the controversy.
So, oh, yeah. He's
we'll
not
have a lot of fun.
The Black National Anthem, he ain't feeling it, Chris.
Yeah, which I'm like, come on, really? I mean, people act like it's got to be either or.
Right.
Oh, now that you're playing the Black National Anthem, you can't fight for social justice.
It. Right. Oh,
right.
God.
Right. Like that. Come on, please. What could be wrong with
it? I don't understand why people are so worked up about it.
I know. It doesn't mean you can't push the NFL to do anything else.
Right.
You know? My goodness. All right. But anyway, we'll get into that with him at the bottom of the hour. But first, Rob, let's go to your sport, baseball. obviously getting underway July 23rd. And it's going to be a lot of fun. They starting off with some heavy games and series. And so we look forward
Yankees
to that.
Yankees Nationals, yep. That's the first game of the year, Chris.
Well, the Yankees are healthy, you know, so far, which was a problem last year. And, I mean, to see that lineup, you know, with Giancarlo Stanton and
Aaron Judge
and Gleyber Torres and all those guys, right, like LeMahieu, against the staff for the Nationals, oh, that's going to be great baseball.
No, that's a great opener. I like the idea. Obviously, the Nationals are the World Series champions, so they should play the first game of the year, Chris, right? They should be out there. Yep. They deserve it with their run they had. But another big trade in the offseason was the Mookie Betts and David Price trade, Chris, from the Boston Red Sox to the Los Angeles Dodgers, who, if you remember, they lost to the Nationals in L.A. You remember when people walked out? Remember when people walked out of Dodger Stadium? They were so mad last year because the Nationals weren't supposed to. The Dodgers haven't won a World Series, Chris, since 1988. Can you believe that? Think about that.
No, I remember. I remember. And look, obviously, they've certainly been the best team in the National League for the last, what, six,
3 or
7
4
years?
Right. Well, I mean,
probably 3 or 4, yeah.
Because they've won
been the
division.
Most consistent, right.
Yeah.
And won it, what, six straight?
6 or 7 years in a row, right.
But they've probably been the best team in the league, the National League, for, like you said, 3 or 4 years. And they just haven't gotten it done. And the bottom line is, if they don't get it done, we're not going to remember that they were the best team. We're not going to think of them as the best team. And so they got to get it done. A lot of people think they will this year. Mookie Betts, you know, one of the best players in baseball. It's clear Mike Trout is number one. But a lot of people think Mookie might be is number two.
And Chris, this is good to bring up in the conversation that we just had about Patrick Mahomes. Mookie Betts, if it wasn't for the pandemic and what was going on, he was hoping to be the first $500 million player. You know, Trout got the $426. Mookie Betts.
You think he
would
have got $500?
Well, I'm just saying he was hoping because of, you know what I mean, the way that it goes up all the time.
Yeah, I don't think he would have went up that, but you never know. Because Trout jumped huge.
Because remember, Trout, Bryce Harper and Manny Machado got $300.
Right.
And he got $426. It wasn't like he got $350. Yeah. He got $426.
Right.
So that's why they were thinking that Mookie Betts, Chris, possibly could be the first.
I think he would have got it the most, $450 at the most.
Right.
And I would try to not pay him as much as Trout, but
he would have got, just with the timing and whatnot, but with the pandemic and what's going on, that's not going to happen. And there was an instant, if there was no baseball, that, Chris, he might not have played for the Dodgers.
That would have been crazy.
Can you imagine making a trade like that?
Oh, man. But anyway, speaking of Mookie Betts, Rob, he talked to the LA Times, and he got on the topic that we discussed a bit last week, and it is the dearth of black players in the major leagues. It's down to 7.5%, 7.7%. Actually, a little bit of a rise from like 3 years ago when it was down all the way down to 6.7, which is the low since, you know, what, the 50s, when players really began flooding into the league. But Mookie said this. He said it's not on baseball. This is what he said. Obviously, Major League Baseball can help, but I think it's on us, the black players, to bring it to the black communities and make baseball cool. I think that's where the disconnect is. Us as black people don't think it's that much fun. So we have to find a way to make it fun for the black community and get more guys here. Your thoughts?
Yeah, I don't have a problem with that. I think baseball has to make it available to everybody, Chris. We're also going to get somebody from Major League Baseball in the RBI program, talk about the stuff that they've done. Some of the stuff that they'll be able to break down, Chris, is the number of players who have been in the draft. You know what I mean? They haven't made it to the major leagues yet. Not the numbers yet, but they're there. They're in the system. So I think that's part of it. But you got to have casual stars that have some charisma and who make it fun. Everybody paid attention to Barry Bonds. Am I right? That's the last guy I would say that, I don't care who you were, you paid attention to him because he had that kind of flair. When Judge first came on the scene, he was very exciting, but you need more of that. You need the right. Mookie Betts.
And he's been hurt, too.
Right. You need right. And he has, Chris, the last couple of years, which has derailed some of his stardom. But I do believe there are some guys that the baseball needs to step up. Another guy is Tim Anderson, Chris, the shortstop for the White Sox.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep,
he's got the hip hop stuff. He's got a little swagger to him.
Outspoken. Yeah.
Outspoken. Yep. Those are the guys. And the White Sox have a good team. Like a lot of people like the White Sox. But you got to have those guys where they're playing in meaningful games, where people know them, where they're allowed to be themselves. You know, that was a big thing. I always remember the controversy about Ken Griffey Jr. You remember some players didn't like Chris that he wore his hat back.
Right.
Remember
right,
that?
Right.
That's flair.
You got to let that stuff go.
You got to let some of that stuff go.
Whatever the reason, let's just keep it real. In the history of American sports, African Americans have been, I'd say, the most colorful, no pun intended, players. Now, not that there aren't white ones who are colorful. Bryce Harper, you know, is colorful.
Bryce Harper's definitely on that list.
I mean, there's definitely white players who are like that. But, I mean, Muhammad Ali.
Reggie Jackson.
You can go down. Mickey Rivers. Ricky Henderson. Right. You know, like you mentioned Barry Bonds. And you can go to other sports. And, you know, who are the ones dancing in the end zone? Who started that? Black players. You know what I mean? Who
was
the
it one Billy White Shoes Johnson?
Yeah, I don't know if he was the first, but he obviously was one of the
But
early
he was one
ones,
of those he, guys, right?
No question. And he was, you know, he was one of the first ones to do something other than spike in the football. I don't know if he was the first either, but Bob Hayes used to kind of do like a mini spike. And, you know, basketball in different ways. Like, black athletes bring a flair to games.
I'll give you the best example. You ready? Best example, Chris. Dusty Baker started the high five.
Right, right.
Seriously, you think of that as he started the forever guys would give each other a handshake, pat them on the butt as they walked by. After Dusty Baker is credited for the high five, the first time somebody put their arm up, you know what I mean?
Yep.
After a home run or after a play. That's incredible when you think about that.
No doubt. And so I think, Rob, that one, and obviously baseball is still drawing fans and popular and all that, but it doesn't capture the imagination of the country. It doesn't regionally, but of the country like it used to. I mean, the baseball was king in black and in white areas. It was king, and it doesn't capture that imagination. And I think a part of it is that now there are so few African-American players. You know, we can call, you know, a lot of the players from the Caribbean, South America, they're black if you want. You know, obviously they're of African descent. But they're different culturally from the African-American players that bring pizzazz. And
I've had arguments with people, Chris, about that. You can look at them and say that they got black skin. Big Poppy speaks Spanish, and he has a different culture, you know, when he plays.
But that doesn't mean you're not black.
I didn't
you have
say
a different
that,
culture.
But that's not the that's
They're not
the
black
way,
Americans.
That's not the way people look at them, and that's not the way they look at themselves.
I look at them as black.
I do.
I look at Big Poppy as black. I don't care if he speaks Spanish. We speak English.
Big Poppy,
both of them are European languages.
Big Poppy wouldn't consider himself black.
He's clearly of African descent.
That's different. That's not black. If they asked him to check the box, if there was a box and it said black, white, Hispanic, what box do you think Big Poppy's checking?
Hispanic's
Seriously.
Not a race, though.
I'm asking you.
You can be white and be Hispanic.
I get it. I'm asking you if those were your three choices for Big Poppy on the ballot and you had to pick one.
But they're not. Hispanic's not in the race category.
Just like they put, I'm asking you with, it's the same thing. They
I
always
don't know
have
what
polls.
He puts.
They always have polls that they put Jews, right? That's a religion. It ain't a race of people.
Right.
It's a religion.
Jews
are counted separately.
Races.
Am I right? Right. That's my point.
My outlook is pan-African. People of African descent all black. I mean, period. They're of African descent.
All right. I don't want to get off base.
Yeah.
Let's get back to.
My point is they don't have the you know, they are different culturally. There's no question about that. And so I think that baseball misses that. Look, what's made the NBA so popular, right? I mean, yeah, we like the games and this and that, but it's the storylines. It's the flair. It's the personalities of the players. It's what they're saying and doing on social media and all that. And you had baseball players who could rival, you mentioned Reggie Jackson, who could rival any of the quote-unquote colorful characters of the NBA. And so I do think, like, this is what Mookie Betts is talking about. Baseball's got to let these guys, their personalities come out and be themselves and you know, play with their flavor. And I think if they do that, you know, some of the cool factor will be brought back. We'll see if it ends up leading to more African-Americans playing. There's a lot more than the cool factor in this situation. It's not just that, but that's a little something. And I think Mookie Betts hit on it. All right. It's the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. And is there trouble brewing with the bubble? That's right. The bubble in Orlando. We'll discuss next. It's the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
He's a senior writer and editor for Deadspin, friend of the show, Karan Phillips. What's up, brother? How are you?
What's happening, fellas? How y'all doing?
Doing good.
We are great, man. We are great. It's great to have you on the show.
And the website is still afloat, even though I'm a part of it now, right?
Y'all got you, hey, man, fired.
You know, you know, we barely surviving with Rob around. You know?
Y'all got two fire starters up in there. That's for sure. All right, so you, Karan, the title of your latest article, I believe it was the last one, but certainly recent, the NFL's decision to play the Black National Anthem before games is its dumbest decision yet. Explain.
I mean, when we think about the history of the NFL, like, we've never seen a sports league do as many dumb things as they have. But this one, like, took the cake for me, just for the simple fact of, as I stated in the piece, why? Like, what is the purpose of this? What does this serve? The NFL, just like most of these corporations around the country, are giving black people everything that we didn't want or didn't ask for, and are giving us these weak substitutes that don't help us, that don't, you know, give us any solutions to the problems that we have or have dealt with since, what, the last 401 years since we've been here. But what does playing this song is going to do for us? How about hire some more black coaches? How about hire some more black GMs? How about have a black majority owner or president for the first time in league history? How about giving the dude named with the number 7 a job, since we got all these other bums in the league throwing passes? Let's address those issues. Play the black national anthem that the majority of black people don't know all three stanzas to. What is this going to do?
Most people don't know the national anthem.
Right, the regular, the national anthem.
Come on.
I just think it's not either or, correct? Like,
right.
We agree with you.
Both.
Of course they need more, but playing, I don't see how this is a bad decision. It shows respect for black America in that you're respecting it. Yeah, you're respecting the national anthem of our people. That's
so playing,
I don't know
playing,
if it's
playing a song is supposed to make me go to sleep and feel better about the NFL.
No. See, that's where you're going from 0 to 100.
Right.
That doesn't mean you can't try to get Kaepernick in the league. That doesn't mean you don't need to hire more black coaches. It just means, I mean, how is playing the national anthem disrespecting black people? Did they say this is what we're doing? Don't think about anything else.
Right.
And that's
these are your peanuts.
I mean,
this is all you're gonna get. Right. If that was the only thing we were gonna get, then I'd be with
right.
you.
Then it'd be different. They've given $350 million the last 2 years for social justice initiatives. And I tell you what, look it up. The Players Coalition Inspire Change is getting stuff done. I run a nonprofit organization that helps black people, and if I could get money like they're giving out money, that helps. I'm not saying it's the end all, because we really need a lot of other stuff too, but to say that none of that is helping, that's just not true. I mean, they're getting laws changed. Players Coalition has more than 9 laws, bills that have been passed that have helped African-American people in this country. So it doesn't have to be either or. It's not like this is all that they're doing.
One, I never said it was disrespectful to black people play this song. Two, I never said this money don't help. Three, I never said...
Well, you said they're doing things that aren't helping us.
I said the decision to play this song is the dumbest one yet, because I know where this is coming from. This is coming from a league and a commissioner who just told us less than 8 months ago that we've moved on from Colin Kaepernick. We've moved past that. Now, all of a sudden, a couple months ago, we were getting apology videos from him and Drew Brees every hour on the hour. It seemed like, look, all the checks they've cut, cool, appreciate it. Y'all can think what y'all want to about Jay-Z. I've been on the record since this deal happened with him about how I feel about that. But this decision in itself, let's address the things I mentioned before. How long have we been calling for more black coaches?
But here would be my...
I let y'all cook. Like, all of these issues we've been asking for, we're still asking for. And there's still, yes, Chris, you are right about the money. But the stuff that we need now and to address, they're not dealing with. They're giving us these songs. They're giving us these videos. That's not what we need right now in this moment, because this is supposed to be the moment where everything's going to change, where everyone's finally waking up. And it took a global, a historic global pandemic in 4 to 5 months of no sports for people to finally realize, in the deaths of Breonna Taylor, Ahmaud Arbery, and George Floyd, for people to realize this, then I'm going to need a lot more than the most powerful, profitable, and popular league in this country than to give us a song for it's not like they said we're going to do this every week, and every week we're going to have a moment of silence, and every week we're going to be out there kneeling, and every week we're going to have some PSAs, and we're going to be cutting checks every week, because we want to keep this at the forefront of America's minds every week while they watching football, because we don't want them to ever forget. No, they said, we're going to sing this black song one time, week one. Y'all be happy with that.
I look at it differently. I look at it as a league that shunned Colin Kaepernick, that didn't acknowledge what was going on in the black community. And if it's for 1 week or just the opening week or whatever, it is different for that old boy network, those old white men who own NFL teams. I know Jerry Jones can't be that happy, Chris,
right,
with this, but it is a changing of stuff. And that's all. It's symbolic. I get your response, but my pushback
it ain't
to you.
Good enough
hold
to
on.
Be
well,
it's
not
good.
Nothing,
hold on.
What's going to be good enough other than reparations? Let's
right.
keep it real.
And the pushback that you're even talking about, I'll say, forget the owners, forget Roger Goodell. We're the black players in the league that control the league. They could get those things you're talking about done tomorrow. Can't they, CP? If they if they banded together, Chris?
Let me ask you this, Karan, before, because we got a couple minutes. What's your thought on the DeSean Jackson stuff?
My thing with DeSean Jackson is DeSean Jackson deserves every bit of criticism or penalties or suspensions or loss of wages that comes his way. However, given the rules that the people in charge have set, if DeSean Jackson gets cut, there's going to be an issue. Not that anyone or people like myself are defending anything that DeSean Jackson did, but if this is a league to where Riley Cooper could do what he did and he kept his job, and DeSean Jackson loses his, it is about to be a problem. And that is the same league that gave us this song and said, that's good enough. Listen, if they cut DeSean Jackson, trust me, it is going to be some drama. They don't want to suspend him. You can suspend him for a year.
take away his money and do what you need to do. But if you cut him after you let Riley Cooper keep his job, ooh, you let me know everything y'all done did in the past 4 to 6 weeks didn't mean a thing.
Well, I honestly don't even think he'll get suspended. Like, for a year, I agree with you. And I think that Riley Cooper situation is going to be a precedent, right? Like, they can't cut him.
It's the same.
Correct. It's the same organization. If he was on a different team,
it's the same organization.
Right. If he was on a different team, maybe different. But, you know.
But and not only is it just Philly and the Eagles, it's like this. And I'm just going to be frank about this. White people, y'all make this rule about this white dude who said this word. So when a black dude does something almost similar, we want the same equality. If he got to keep his job, both did something terribly wrong. But if the white dude get to keep his job and the black dude don't, it's going to be a problem, especially in this moment.
Yeah, we do agree on that. So, all right, man. Karai, great stuff, brother. We appreciate it, man.
CP,
keep up the great work
over there.
Keep doing
your thing.
Yeah, man.
Always.
Hey, give me some shine. Move over a little bit. The camera's all on you. Can you give me a little room?
They don't want to break the camera with the old man's picture on there. Nah. All right, brother. We'll talk soon, man. Peace.
All right. Y'all be good.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
It is The Odd Couple, Chris Broussard and Rob Parker, wrapping up a second hour. But we got one left. Keep it locked here. Fox Sports Radio, the iHeartRadio app, Sirius XM, Channel 83. It's time for Shop Talk.
Ain't nobody exempt in the barbershop. You know that. Ain't nobody exempt. You can talk about whoever and whatever, whenever you want to in the barbershop.
Now, it's Shop Talk.
All right, Rob. You have the topic today. So you went shopping at the mall today with the other 19-year-olds.
Yes.
And 15-year-olds.
that's what I am. I'm a big kid. But you know, Chris, in the time you've been around me, I'm always looking for deals. I'm not one of these guys. I spend money. You know that. You've talked to me about buying $700 sneakers and shoes and all that. But I'm also always looking for a deal. All right. Can you see? I'm putting in – this is – can you see the picture?
Oh, let me get there.
Take a look. You see the blazer I have there?
Okay.
It's an Italian-made blazer. Right?
Yeah,
beautiful.
Nice.
Okay?
Yeah.
Guess what the original price of this blazer was?
It's Italian-made.
Yep.
Where'd you get it from?
Saks.
Oh, okay. That's what I'm looking for. Okay.
You already know, right? It's not Marshall's or anything.
Yeah. The original price, going to say $700.
Okay, that's a good guess. The original price on the blazer, Mr. Chris Broussard, was $3,895.
What?
$3,895.
Is it made out of gold?
Look at the receipt here too, Chris. I want you to look at the receipt. See what it says when it says you saved. Hold on.
You turned it off. Yeah.
Yeah, hold on.
All right, go ahead.
It says you saved. Can you see what it says?
Yeah.
What does it say? Read it.
$3,402.02.
That's what I saved.
So hold on.
On
you said
purchase.
How much was it?
So originally it was $3,895. Then, Chris, it was marked down to $999. This is Saks on Fifth. Then it had an extra 40% off. I paid a grand total of $599 for a jacket that was almost $4,000. And not only that, Chris, no alterations needed. It's not like it's too big or too small and I'm trying to squeeze into it.
Right.
It's oversized and it needs a lot of work. Chris, it fits like a glove. It is my greatest shopping find in the history of mankind for Rob Parker.
Wow.
After I bought that jacket, I had a cigarette. I was so excited. It felt so good.
Is that not a great deal? That's legit. Now, I got to say, you remind me of my wife.
Does she get excited like when she gets a deal?
If she, you know, something, we need nothing. All right. She might be shopping. She might be out. Needs nothing, but sees a deal, right?
And she buys it.
And something that was $4,000, I can get it for $750. That's not the point.
Yes,
we
it
didn't
is.
Need it. You still spent $750 at the end of the day. I mean, look, like you said, you're single, you're a bachelor, you got these ladies over, you know, you're like every other night it's a different date. I get it. You need that type of blazer. So
Chris,
so you know,
when I put the blazer on and I saw the price, I was like, "Oh my God." But it fit. And I looked at it, and then even the receipt that says I saved $3,400.
You need to frame that.
I've got that receipt. You never see that on a receipt.
Here's the $1 million question. So you paid $599, you said? Is that
$599.
Okay, let's say it was you walk in and it was listed at $599. Would you have bought it?
Yes.
Okay.
I would have bought it. It's that nice.
That's legit. Yeah, you like it that much.
I like it that much.
So when am I going to see that on TV?
So the next appearance on either The Herd or Undisputed, I'm going to wear that jacket next.
Now, you know they buy us clothes, Rob.
No, I know. I
haven't bought anything since we start getting clothes at Fox. Keep it locked. Odd Couple.
Thanks for listening to the best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.